Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line from NBC Sports Philadelphia is the great Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ange.
I'm kind of upset, Ray.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone on that.
All right, Ray, let's start with an overview. How bad was it?
Oh, real bad.
Tell us what really bothered you about it.
Where do I begin? Everything. They played poorly. I mean, that goes without saying. But beyond that was just the lack of effort. They looked listless. They looked disinterested. They certainly didn't look prepared. They looked like they quit. And this was a game where, you know, you're playing on national TV against your longtime bitterest rival, coming off a really bad performance last week in Minnesota. You have every reason. You're still as bad as you played. You're still tied for first place with them. Mm. You're playing them on national TV in the primetime game, and you come out and you play like that. I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that. You know, I've covered this team a long time, and I've seen a lot of bad losses. But, you know, you look back over, and I remember all of them, but you look back at them, and you just say, you know what, that was a bad team. That was a bad team, and it was a bad year. What do you expect? Well, the fact is we expected a lot more out of this team this year. But right now, I don't know where you go from here. And the other part of it that bothered me was seeing, I was watching the same thing you were watching in terms of the interviews from the locker room. To me, they didn't seem all that upset. I mean, the only one that seemed genuinely embarrassed and genuinely hurt, it looked like he was hurting by what he saw, was Ertz. The rest of them all looked, it was kind of like, yeah, it was a bad loss, but, you know, we'll bounce back, blah, blah, blah. Don't see any evidence of it right now. And I think that's, you know, we've seen this team lose before. We've seen this team lose to Dallas before, and we've been disappointed, and we've been hurting on Mondays other times. But it wasn't just the score, and it wasn't just the stats. It was just how they looked. They just were never in this game. They were never, ever in this game. And there's no excuse for that. Losing is part of football, but not trying, that shouldn't be part of anything.
All right, Ray, I'm going to start. You said, where do you start? Let's start with the coach. Since he came out of the show last week, it said he was really confident they were going to go in and take care of business in Dallas, and they didn't. And then there was a week of preparation, which he said was excellent, right? Because you did a great riff on this after the game. Then he doesn't really know his own team, does he, Ray?
Correct.
He thought that was preparation. Tell me a little bit about how little gauge he must have of his own team if he thought they were ready, and then they played that game.
Well, see, that's what I would like to know. I would have liked to have had a follow-up on that and just ask him that. Because he said, I thought we had a great week of preparation. You can take that one of two ways. Did he mean, I thought we had a great week of preparation, but based on what I saw, I guess we didn't? Or is he saying, oh, I thought we had a great week of preparation. Dallas just played better than we did. I mean, it's really two different answers, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the first one, you know, neither one is acceptable, obviously, given the performance. But the first one to me is more troubling. If his answer really is, oh, I thought we had a good week of preparation, then guess what, coach? You don't know your team, even a little bit. To think that you had a good week of preparation, no, clearly you didn't. Clearly that team was utterly unprepared for that game. And I'll tell you this, the Cowboys did nothing different.
No.
It isn't like you walked in there and all of a sudden they rolled out a whole new offense or a whole new defense or some trick plays or things that you hadn't seen before. That's what they are. And that's what they have been all along. And by the way, that's what got them beat three straight weeks, including one week by the Jets. And you had no answers for anything. So if your response to this is, well, I thought we had a good week of practice. And is that really true? You thought you had a good week of practice? Obviously, look at the results of what happened out there yesterday. That speaks to a much different problem here. And,
well, yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I mean, that's a big one. I mean, you got to look right at the head coach now. I mean, you got to look at everything, and you got to look at every player, and you got to look at every aspect of it. But right now, with the way this team's starting and the way 2 weeks in a row in big spots you came out and played like that, I mean, you got to look right at the head coach.
All right, but in the post-game show, you mentioned Ertz. I thought Lane Johnson also came across as being rather embittered by the loss, right? Because he got taken to school by a guy he's beaten every game they've ever played, Lawrence. He has gotten the better of Lawrence every game till last night. Ray, he comes out, and it doesn't sound like it was that great a week when he talks about what guys were doing. Listen to this.
Really, it's going to be probably a call-out session. Everybody will be held accountable. You know, little stuff that slides during the week, you know, late to practice, late to meetings, late, you know, this and that. Stuff will start to be, you know, held accountable for, and I think that'll maybe creep into the games.
Doesn't that sound like they weren't that committed during the week?
Sure does. He actually said that to John Clark.
Okay.
That wasn't part of our post-game show.
Okay.
He did two interviews. He did one with Derek Gunn, which I had seen.
Right.
Then apparently he did this one with John Clark afterwards, and all I saw was the quotes. I didn't actually see the interview. But yeah, I mean, if he's really saying what I kind of think he's saying, where it's sort of like, well, you know, now this week we're going to start to be held accountable because we can't continue on with this guy's being late for meetings, being late for practice. Really? I mean, has that all been going on? Then if that's really all been going on, and then you got the coach standing up there and saying, well, I thought we had a good week of practice, you know, for those that showed up. I mean, it really speaks to an awful lot of internal problems and how you could come out in this game and come out and play the way you played. And the two turnovers starting right out in the game were just really bad.
Yep.
And you find yourself, you're down 14-0 5 minutes in. I mean, that's about as bad as you can start a game. But to me, they just never answered the bell here. I mean, the Cowboys took it to them right from the start, and they had no answers for anything.
All right, Ray, two other things to cover the main territory of this game. Seth Joyner, I thought, on the postgame show, did a great job of calling out Nelson Aguilar. I wanted your thoughts on the alligator arm play and if that also was symbolic of the effort we saw last night.
Yes. Mm. It really bothered me because I have been a big Aguilar defender. Throughout all this time. When he was drafted, I was a supporter, and when people wanted to get rid of him, I said, give him more time. I was really happy for the kid in 2017 when he came back and he had a big year and really was a key player in them winning a Super Bowl. But he's gone so far back now. The play last night was, you're watching the play, and look, the game was lost by then. I mean, it's not like that play would have turned everything around. It wouldn't have. But it really did underscore everything that had happened up to that point, which is so much of it was, yes, you're getting outplayed. Yes, you're getting outcoached. But the other part of it is you're just getting out-efforted, you know, and it really was right there on that play. And, Wentz just chucks it up there 60 yards down the field. And this is one of the things that Aguilar does not do well. Aguilar does not track balls in the air really well. DeSean Jackson does. DeSean is really good at finding the ball in the air and tracking it and getting in position to catch it. He's really good at that. Aguilar is not good at it at all. That's why he's not a deep threat. You know, it's not that he's not fast. I mean, he's a 4-4 guy. I mean, he's fast enough to get deep. But his biggest problem is he's not good tracking the ball in the air. He can't find it, and he can't get to it. And that was part of the problem last night. I mean, Wentz throws it up there. He's got to go find it. He's got to go get it. And he was late doing that, which is fairly typical. But the other part of it was at the very end, it's not right in his hands, but it's close enough that in any kind of a game, but particularly in this kind of game, you got to lay out for that ball. Yeah. You know, you got to be diving for it. You got to be putting every ounce of energy, every inch of your body into it to try and get to that ball and make the play. And he doesn't. He sort of pulls his hands back. And like I said on the postgame show, I said, you know, I've seen guys short arm balls in traffic. You know, I mean, we've all seen that. But I've never seen a guy short arm a ball when he's behind the defense and he's in the clear and there's an open field in front of him. I thought that was a play where if he's really busting it, if he's really playing the way you want your guy to play in a game like this, then he's laying out for that ball. And would he have still caught it? I don't know if he would have caught it, and I don't think it would have made any difference. But you had to give it a better effort than he gave it last night.
Last thing, Ray. Week 11 a year ago, coming off a loss to the Cowboys, 27-20. The Eagles went into New Orleans and got throttled 48-7, dropping to 4-6. They still turned it around, finished the season at 9-7, and made it to the playoffs. Is this a possible wake-up call like that New Orleans game?
I don't see it.
No. Oh, tell me why you don't see it.
Well, what did you see last night?
Thank you. That's a good.
All right.
I mean, no, really.
No,
I mean,
I'm not, you don't see it. Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be a wise guy here, and I'm not trying to be snide or snarky. I mean, I'm just trying to give you an honest opinion. I said before the game, I might have even said this to you on Thursday.
Yep.
I think this game Sunday in Dallas is going to tell you what this team is.
Yep.
To me, this is the game that you're going to show up. You're going to show us what you are. You haven't played that well. We all know that. You got your butt kicked by Minnesota in a pretty big game last week. Now you're going out to play on national TV. Still tied for first place, but you're tied for first place with this team. There happened to be the Dallas Cowboys, your biggest rival. I remember the Malcolm Jenkins statement last week about we need to find an identity. And what I said before the game was, I said, tonight the Eagles are going to – this is the night you're going to see their identity. You're going to see their true identity in this game. If they are still a really good team, if they are a viable playoff team, if they're a team that's got it in them to make another run, they're going to show you tonight. Tonight's the night that they're going to come back against the Cowboys, and they're going to bounce back, and they're going to give you the kind of effort they gave you in what you're talking about, coming off the Saints game last year or coming off the Seattle game the year before that, when they came back the next week and they played really well and they went on a run. Tonight they're going to show you that. My fear is they showed you what they are right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out if they're a good team that's just playing bad, or have they become a bad team.
Yeah,
that to me is the scarier prospect.
Ray Dittinger with some brilliant commentary. Ray, we'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, my friend. Get
All
some
right,
sleep.
HC.
Ray
Bye-bye.
Dittinger with some real hardcore. That's real right there. I would like to change my vote on the question of the day.
Oh, really? You ready to come over?
It said, do you still have hope for the Eagles this season? Based on what I just heard, the answer now is no.
Oh.
I don't. Because the way he answered that question, it was like, yeah, but there's always hope, right?
No.
I don't see it. The defense is terrible. Jonesy, they couldn't get up for a game in Dallas with so much of their reputation and their season on the line. That's the game they turned in?
And how? They went down early, but they got it to 14-7 with a great pass play.
With the ball.
And then it was nothing. Like, they did have a chance to come back in.
With the ball, three straight runs, Miles Sanders, 3rd and 4. Well, Miles friggin' Sanders, 3rd and 4.
On that one touchdown drive, Jonesy, they got 30 yards from the officials.
Yeah, it was a couple gifts.
Without
one was a
the
gift.
Gifts, they don't score a touchdown
exactly.
last
no
night.
No doubt.
You're right about that. Now, they get screwed by the officials, too, but the officials were not a factor. Jeff and Camden's on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Yes.
Talk to me.
So you don't like the WWE SmackDown, but the owner Vince McMahon has a song that he plays. He walks out to. It's called No Chance. It's like No Chance. You got no chance now. You got no chance. So you check that out, I guess.
So man. Are you telling me that we have no chance?
No, I'm not saying that, man. But
okay.
You know.
All right. Well, last night, if they'd have played that song in the first quarter, I would have bought it. All right, because they had no chance. Jeff, I knew in the first quarter they were not going to win that game. The other team wanted it more.
Could it have been the constant fumbling and giving the ball back immediately that gave you, that indicated that the Eagles
well, here's the
were
thing.
Not there?
All right, hold on.
Night.
Let's talk about the two fumbles. The first fumble, they throw it to Goddard. They run a nice drive. Goddard gets pounded, all right?
He also He's did not protect
it.
The ball
he did
that
it.
Well. It was
but
out a little
it was
bit.
A wrenching hit by
hit.
A
yeah.
team
yeah.
that was trying to punish the Eagles. The second one, Lawrence owned Lane Johnson, got around, and smashed the guy's arm, Chuck Carson Wentz's arm, and knocked the ball loose. And that was it. That was their determination versus our blasé approach to the game. That's when it all started to go downhill, Jeff.
Well, I tell you what, Zeke got hit pretty hard on a run play, but he seemed to hold on to the ball. I didn't see the Cowboys. Why do I have to give the Dallas Cowboys credit? I'm not giving them credit. They got lucky. The Dallas Cowboys stink. They're going to get their ass kicked for the rest of the season. Same with the flavor. you Lone Star jokes.
I like it, Jeff. Jeff, now I'm liking what I'm hearing. Good job by you, Jeff.
Really?
I don't give them, here's what I give them credit for. They came to play a football game. My team didn't. That's what I give them credit for.
Your team hasn't done it. I mean, you got to look at Doug Peterson. Last year, they saved the Cowboys season by allowing them to win that game when the Cowboys were, like 3-5?
Yep.
You go down into this for the division,
yep,
and nobody's prepared,
not one aspect.
That is on the coaching across the board. Special teams, talk to Miles Sanders. Doug Peterson, have your team ready. I don't even know what to say about Schwartz.
Doug Peterson will be on tomorrow morning at 8. They are just arriving home and within the past hour or so. Tomorrow morning at 8. But he will hold his news conference today, I think at noon now, and it'll be a bloodbath. I'm warning you right now.
He's going to have to answer to the Lane Johnson stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, the fact that there were people showing up late for practice, meetings.
Yeah,
they were lax, and he was letting it happen.
Yeah.
I got a general manager that didn't think we needed any help in the secondary. Then he watched Rasul bite a double move again by an injured Amari Cooper, bang, right down the sideline for 38 yards. Ah, these guys, I am so frustrated with this entire organization. Somebody on the Eagles, wake up! WIP Sports Time 760.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.